This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so big news in baseball today. And if you're an Astros fan, this is something that I'm not going to say should concern you, but it concerns you, but it shouldn't concern you. It shouldn't be something you stay up nights about yet. Is Mike Trout becoming the highest paid player in baseball? I think, obviously, the Astros share a division with the Angels. In the terms of the deal, let's go through that, because if you're just getting in the car and listening and you haven't heard that news yet, you're probably wondering, how much is he getting? Because there's a lot of big contracts that have been dished out in the last couple of weeks. He is going to surpass everybody on an annualized basis. He is surpassing literally every athlete who is playing sports right now in terms of the overall value of his contract. It's 12 years. It's $430 million. That's about $36 million a year. I'll save you from getting your calculator out. And Mike Trout is going to be, I'm not going to say he's going to be an Angel, but he'll be under this contract until he's 39 years old. He'll be 40 when the contract's over.
Yeah, and if I'm an Angels fan, I'm pretty happy, actually, because Bryce Harper started making noise a couple of weeks ago when the Phillies signed him that he wanted Trout in Philadelphia, which is basically his hometown. He's a big Philly sports fan. And Trout was scheduled to become a free agent after the 2020 season. And while it's hard to imagine at ages 37, 38, and 39, the Angels will be getting their money's worth, Artie Moreno's got a $3 billion local TV deal. This is not going to bankrupt the franchise. He's going to have clearly the greatest player of his generation in an Angels uniform for a decade plus. And although the Angels have not accomplished much, if anything, so far in Trout's career, they are said to have a very talented farm system. And like I said, they're very well-heeled. They got a lot of money to spend. I mean, let's see what they can do as he continues in his prime to surround him with players that might give them a chance to contend for a World Series championship. He's 27 years old and arguably had his best season to date in 2018. So it's not like this guy is suddenly, you know, or is expected in the next year or two to start trending in the other direction.
Yeah, no, he's in his prime at least. When they gave that money to Albert Pujols, you could tell which direction that was going pretty quickly. And that Albert Pujols deal has been a disaster for the Angels. It's not been good at all. Trout is the best player in baseball. He's obviously the Angels' best player. He's the only reason they have right now, really big reason, to show up at the ballpark. So you almost have to get that guy locked up just so people still have a reason to buy tickets to go watch the Angels play. So in the now, Rich, I get it. You know, like that, from that standpoint, at least if this contract is getting dished out, it's truly getting given to the guy who is the best player in baseball. And you know, like Arenado is a good player, and Harper is a dynamic player who's I don't know if people want to admit, but he's kind of up and down. He's not the complete hitter that Mike Trout is, not the complete player that Mike Trout is. Manny Machado is a guy whose effort is openly questioned by himself from time to time. Trout is truly a perfect baseball player. Like, he is, if you're going to make somebody...
He's the J.J. Watt of MLB.
He is, and J.J., did you see J.J. tweeting about it?
Yeah.
J.J. tweeting a picture of him and Mike Trout saying, hey, Texans, we look kind of alike. How about 12 years, $430 million guaranteed for me? That was pretty funny. But if someone's going to get this contract in baseball, Trout is definitely the guy that should get it. Here are his finishes in the MVP voting in his seven full seasons in the big leagues, all of which he's made the All-Star team in.
Right.
2-2-1-2-1-4-2. And oh, by the way, the one where he finished four was the year Jose Altuve won it. Trout only played in 114 games that year, still finished fourth in the MVP balloting. The guy's unbelievable. He's a great player. I guess, Rich, I have a general take on these 10-year plus contracts. This one's a 12-year contract.
Right.
That ultimately they're just not good business. None of them wind up being good business in the end. They're good business now, but it's a 12-year contract. And think about how much stuff is going to be encompassed in the next 12 years. We don't even know how baseball and sports are going to be consumed 12 years from now. What's the economic pie in baseball going to look like Is a team like the Angels going to have more or less wherewithal to incur a contract like this?
It's a risk. It is a risk. And like I said, it's hard to believe that at ages 37, 38, and 39, the Angels are going to be getting their money's worth. But what if sometime between now and then, the Angels win a couple of World Series championships?
Yeah,
Trout wins a couple of more MVPs.
Well, the World Series championships, to me, Those are the things, Rich. If you view me as skeptical of the contract and you're trying to sell me on it, and I know that you are, but let's pretend that you are for a second.
No, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. The World Series are going to sell me on it more than the MVPs.
Oh, absolutely.
At that number, the MVPs need to be a given. He needs to keep winning MVPs or be in the conversation, or else the contract is truly a failure.
Right. And if you're wondering, well, yeah, that's all well and good. You know, the Phillies spent $330 million. The Angels spent $430 million. This has an impact for Astros fans as well, because sometime down the road, and not that far down the road, specifically two players, Correa and Bregman, are going to command likely gigantic contracts, and it's going to be interesting to see how much the Astros are able to keep the gang together. I mean, Keuchel and Marwin Gonzalez are gone after this past offseason, and who knows, maybe Keuchel will be back. But, I mean, look, the team's going to be always be evolving to a certain extent. And like you pointed out earlier, Sean, the more these contracts get handed out to the superstars, the MVP caliber players in Major League Baseball, the more having Jose Altuve under contract for, what is it, 4 more years?
I think it's like 5 more years.
Is it 5 more?
Yeah.
I mean, they did certainly.
They did
right by Jose Altuve, but it's probably going to turn out they're going to be paying him less than what he might get on the open market. But Bregman and Correa specifically, those are two guys who could very feasibly win MVP awards. And if they do, and if they're established on that level, what kind of money might be market value for them?
Well, they're three of the top 10 or 12 guys on the board in Vegas for the MVP of the American League: Altuve, Correa, and Bregman. They're three of the, forget about the year Correa had last year, they're viewed as three of the best dozen or so players in the American League right now.
I think Jimmy Shapiro had Correa with the shortest odds among the Astros.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Bregman.
One of the sports books had Correa as the shortest among the Astros.
Okay. Altuve,
I don't know if it was Jimmy Shapiro or not.
Okay, well, Altuve's under contract through 2024, so he's got 6 more seasons on this deal that's coming up here, which I still think it's a good deal. I still think Jose Altuve at age, you know, in his early 30s, 33, 34 years old, I think the guy's going to be hitting into his mid-30s. I think he's got that kind of game. So I'm not worried about the Jose Altuve contract. Rich, I'm here to tell you, though, they're not going to keep Alex Bregman and Carlos Correa. They are not both going to be Astros into their late 20s and early 30s.
I think you're probably right.
There's no chance they have $35 million. If they both continue to be viewed by baseball as elite players. I know Correa did not have an elite year last year, but let's pretend that Correa is more the Correa of 2017 going forward as opposed to 2018. Mm-hmm. If Correa is who he was in 2017 and Bregman is who he was in 2018, it's going to be a hell of a ride these next few years if you're an Astro fan, but there's no chance that this team has two guys that are going to command $35 million a year for 7 or 8 years at least on the left side of the infield. There's no way. There's just no way. It's not a Jeff Luhnow thing.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
It's not a Jim Crane. Well, we don't know that it's a Jim Crane thing. Jim Crane has passed every test so far as the owner of this team. But I've said all along, the big test will come when they've got multiple guys commanding $25, $30 million a year.
And in baseball, unlike the NFL, the local TV money varies from market to market.
Yeah.
Jim Crane does not have a $3 billion local TV deal like Artie Moreno has with the Angels. And for the record, with Altuve, after the 2019 season, the ensuing 5 years you just mentioned.
Yeah, that's when it kicks in.
$26 million a year for the next 5 years between 2020 and 2024, which, you know, if Altuve keeps being Altuve.
That's good value.
It is good value.
It's good value.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.